Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Fletcher hops aboard here on CBS Sports Radio. Jeff, Jody Mack here in New York. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Angels get three wins in their first five games, off to a decent start. What's the clubhouse like out there? Do they believe that they can stay competitive in that division all year long?
Well, I hope that every team in baseball believes that they can be good after five games of the season. And the Angels are no different. They've been optimistic the whole spring that they feel like they made a lot of improvements from last year. And that if you look at last year, they only got outscored by 10 runs all season, so they probably weren't quite as bad as people thought they were. So I think that's their hope, that they can be better.
How much of, as you said, they were only outscored by 10 runs, but finished as far back in the American League West as they did. What was the reason?
Well, their whole starting rotation basically got injured last year. They pretty much only had one starting pitcher that made it wire to wire without getting hurt, and that was Jared Weaver, who we all know did not have a very good year. So they were running a lot of guys out there, giving them starts who shouldn't have been in the major leagues, let alone starting in the major leagues. This year they're hoping that they won't have the same problem. And so far they've already had one guy, Garrett Richards. He's going to miss at least one start. They're hoping that's all it is. But if they are going to lose him for any extended time or anybody else, they are going to be in trouble.
That was going to be my next question. Richards goes down with they're calling it a right bicep strain. We know he had the elbow issue, bypassed the Tommy John, and went with the platelet-rich injections instead. And I saw him pitch in spring training, and he was getting it up there, 98, 99 miles an hour, and looked to be pretty nasty. Is there fear that the bicep strain is just leading to a continued problem with the elbow?
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody really knows. I think all we know right now is that he says he feels fine. And the MRI didn't show any damage of his ligament. So that's all we have to go on right now. And so far it looks like they're just going to let him take 10 days off and get back out there. He feels like there's zero chance that it'll be anything more than that. But, you know, we've been around baseball long enough. A lot of times people think that things are okay, and then they turn out to not be. So until he actually goes out and pitches again, there's going to be certainly some concern and caution among people outside of Garrett Richards' body. But right now, Richards feels like he's going to be fine.
Richards, one of the returning from injury pitchers that the Angels have. The other one is Matt Shoemaker, who I read a fascinating article in the Write It Yourself website, Derek Jeter's website, Player Tribune, where he talked about what he went through the day that he got the line drive off his head last year off the bat of Kyle Seager, and what he went through, thinking it was anything from life-threatening to absolutely nothing to life-threatening again. How has he handled his return to the mound from spring training straight through here to his first start?
Well, he's really had zero issues, and we've asked him dozens of times about all this stuff, like the first time he threw live batting practice, the first time he pitched in a game, the first time he had a ball hit near him, the first time he pitched in a regular season game. We've asked him about all these steps, and all along the way, he's just going, nah, it's nothing. It feels fine. I'm not even thinking about it. The only time I think about it is when you guys ask me. So I don't know how I would handle that situation. I don't think any of us know how we would handle like a life-threatening ball coming back in our head and how it would be when we went on the mound again. But he seems to not have any issue with it at all. And as far as that's concerned, the Angels just need him to pitch well, regardless of what's going on with his head.
And I liked him as a pitcher. I like him even more after reading that article because he seems like a really grounded young man. And, yeah, he doesn't seem to be frightened when he goes out there, take the mound. I tip my hat to him. Are the likes of Jesse Chavez and Ricky Nolasco enough to hold down this Angels rotation while a guy like Garrett Richards gets out there?
Well, those guys are going to be in the rotation regardless. They were already in the rotation when Richards was there. So the Angels are hoping. Ricky Nolasco pitched really well last September with the Angels. They feel like once he started throwing his sinker more, he became a much better pitcher. So they believe that if he can do that all year, that he can be a solid guy and can throw 200 innings for him. And Jesse Chavez is a guy who's not really gotten a lot of chance to start, but when he has with the A's, he did pretty well. And the Angels are banking on that. He threw a very good game last night, although he only got through 5 2/3 innings, which is kind of an issue for the Angels that their starters are not getting very deep so far. But they are hoping that a combination of these guys, plus they've got a lot of relievers who can go multiple innings. So I think, I don't know how long they can do this, but they're going to try to just see if they can manage through get 27 outs, even if your starter only gets 15 or 16 of them.
Angels made a key infield acquisition, picked up Danny Espinosa from the Nats during this offseason, played shortstop all last year, playing second base for the Angels. Kind of a feast or famine guy. Either he shows good infield power and or doesn't do much when he's up there, strikes out, and they're not going to hit for high average. How's he fit in both offensively and defensively with the Angels so far?
Well, defensively, they love him. He's got a great arm. He's a better second baseman than they've had here in a long time. They really like their defense as a whole, and he's a part of that. Offensively, you know, they put him at the bottom of the order. He hits seventh or eighth sometimes, and he did hit a big three-run homer for them that helped them win a game in the ninth inning the other day. And I think that they probably expect if he does similar to what he did last year, you know, like you said, kind of all or nothing, I think if they get good defense and they get that kind of production out of the number seven spot, I think they would take that.
What's Albert Pujols got left in the tank?
Well, he's got 5 years left on his contract. So that's what he's got left in the tank. He's not off to a good start, but he looked pretty good in spring training. So I think that he's not going to be Albert Pujols of 2007 anymore, but he's probably going to be Albert Pujols of 2016, who's the guy that will hit you some homers and drive in some runs and probably not provide a whole lot else. But if he does that, then that's certainly something the Angels need.
Yeah, unfortunately for Albert, the bar is set pretty high because A, because of his contract, and B, because he's Albert Pujols and what he did his entire career with the Cardinals. But you know, check the numbers, 30-plus home runs and 100 and change RBIs. That's not the worst thing in the world, and if he puts up those numbers again, he should be just fine in the middle of that Angel lineup. We appreciate a couple minutes of your time today. Jeff, thanks much. We will touch base as the season rolls on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.